Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Drews. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Carl Drews. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Greengrass reaches second base with a double. Kluszewski moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. Kluszewski scores. Greengrass moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is walked intentionally. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer. Adams reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adams moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot who is chasing the ball. Kluszewski reaches third base with a triple. McMillan scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Reds. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kluszewski scores. It's 5-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Temple steals second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landreth is walked intentionally. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0 for 1 in the game. Drews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker is called out on strikes. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Adams reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adams scores. It's 6-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Temple is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Hal Rice pinch hits for Bob Rush. Hal Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot is hit by the pitch. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCullough moves to third. Talbot moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Landreth for a passed ball. McCullough scores. Talbot moves to third. It's 6-1, Reds. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Talbot scores. It's 6-2, Reds. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Trimble now pitching. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Landreth hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0-for-2 in the game. Drews hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Jackson moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Reds. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball towards right. Post settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Post. Sauer moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Sauer moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Bill Trimble. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sauer scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Reds. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell bunts towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. 1 out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to third. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Greengrass hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan scores. It's 7-4, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Landreth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Reds. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0-for-3 in the game. Drews takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the mound. Brosnan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Banks reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Sauer moves to third. It's 8-5, Reds. Corky Valentine now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sauer scores. Banks moves to third. One out. It's 8-6, Reds. Bill Serena pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. Two outs. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Bob Talbot. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 8-7, Reds. Eddie Mixes pinch runs for Walker Cooper. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.